At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
First Rate Ag and Holders is a full-service ag retailer offering everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer, and Bill is the logo. There it is right there.
First Rate.
26 years in business. Please reach out at
26 years.
FirstRateAg.com or call 308-995-8327. Ask for Parker or Chris and mention the ticket.
The ticket. They're like the Runza of Nebraska. The staple. Really? That's what First Rate Ag is. They're the Runza of Nebraska. They really are. It's who you lean on when you come back. If you leave for some reason and come back to the state right away, it's a Runza. You get Runza. Same thing here. If you happen to leave the state and you come back to the state, first you want to get in touch with is Parker. First person.
Get a Runza and get a hold of Parker.
First thing you want to
do. While you're in the drive-thru.
You're in the drive-thru. Call them in the drive-thru. You're back in town. Yep. You're back in the state. You know why? They've been doing it for 26 years.
Call them.
Yeah. How about, hey, Jake, between years 9 and 17, did they shut down for a while?
No,
they didn't.
They did
no,
not.
No, they didn't. 26 straight years of just ass-kicking crop protection. Yep.
I like that. That's yeah. New slogan.
Ass-kicking crop protection.
First Rate Ag.
You want
longevity.
You want bushels? We do bushels. That's what they do.
Longevity means a lot.
It means a lot. It really does.
We've made it.
Way to go, First Rate Ag.
Respect your elders.
Yes, I've been here on the show for over a year.
Yes.
Almost 2 years at this point.
Jake, respect your elders.
I respect you guys.
We made it. This far. I do.
Okay, so there's a couple of good stories there's great stories in college football. They don't require a bunch of NIL, apparently. Look, we talked about last week, Bill mentioned in Bill's Thrills that Army and Navy were unbeaten. They still are. They're both ranked. Army and Navy are both ranked for the first time since 1960.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
And they look good.
Army has got a quarterback. Reminds me of Frosty when he was playing.
Not watched him enough. I've watched just bits of him.
We should see this dude.
Oh, wow. I'm telling you right now. There's a chance, we talked about that, this being incredible, that they end up playing for the conference championship a week before.
They play each other.
In their normal
season. That would be normal. It'd be weird.
Can you imagine playing back-to-back Army-Navy game?
I'm going to tell you, Army looks like, that quarterback looks like if Frost would have went to Army and played. You'd been like, geez, probably better passer than Frost. But big dude can run. I mean, really runs it. Really runs it. Big. I haven't seen Navy.
So Army is 6-0, Navy 5-0.
How about
both teams ranked since first time collectively since 1960? And then we mentioned earlier Iowa State. Iowa State,
damn,
for the first time since 1938 is 6-0. They went on the road to West Virginia, took care of Garrett Green and company out there in West Virginia, and they're 6-0. Matt Campbell, top 10 team in the country.
38-14. It really wasn't a game.
It wasn't.
Against
West Virginia.
West Virginia. I felt we put it down as potential field storming, which we had some good field stormings this week. But it wasn't even a game. Iowa State dominated that game. It was like 7-7 early, I think it's about that. But Iowa State dominated. Right now, I mean, I see them winning the Big 12. I see them with a bye in the playoffs.
Here's the thing. Keep in mind, they just skirted past Iowa. And we don't think Iowa's great in this show, right?
But they're not bad. They're a fine team.
They're not a great team. No, they're not a great team. They're not a threat in the playoffs, in my opinion.
No, you can push back. I don't care. I'm not an Iowa State believer. I've watched them up front.
How much have you watched?
I've watched like enough to know.
Are you sure on that?
Up front, they ain't playing against SEC teams very well. If they get matched up against any of the good SEC teams, it won't go well. They don't have enough.
But that's not even what we're talking about. We're talking about the Big 12 and we're not talking about how they do against.
I'm just not
against Texas.
I'm not a believer in the whole they're a ninth ranked team in the country. No, they'll probably win 10 or 12 or 11.
It's a great story. They won 28-16 at West Virginia. They're 6-0, first time since 1938. That's a good story.
I'm not a believer.
It doesn't have to be believed to be a good story.
I believe it's a good story.
It's almost 100 years.
It's an okay story.
Oh, come on. 1938.
Last year, they had one of the biggest scandals ever with potential wagering, and they lost their starting quarterback.
It's a fine story.
And all these things. And
it's a fine story.
They're undefeated. They're in Ames, Iowa.
Yeah.
So if
it's poo-pooing the whole thing.
If Nebraska were undefeated, we wouldn't be making a big deal of it.
We would be saying it's a great story.
Yes, we would.
This is just there's some jealousy here.
No,
I don't get this take, but this is jealousy.
This is a great story. Yeah. They've been good. Iowa State's been good.
How's it not a great story that Iowa State's ranked 9th in the country and undefeated?
They've been good.
It's the fact it's the first time since 1938 they haven't been this good.
Yeah. They've been good, though. I mean, they had some good years.
Yeah, Donnie Duncan.
Yeah. No, under Campbell, they were good.
They slid back, and I guess that makes it good. Donnie Duncan's
maybe their best.
No.
McCartney did a very good job.
McCartney's pretty good. Campbell's been good.
It's been real good.
Yeah. They'll probably keep winning. I don't know. They don't look that great.
I don't think you spend much time on them. I don't think you have.
They're not very good up front.
Yeah.
They're 6-0. 6-0. And they won by 12 on the road. They're up by 18 late in that game.
It's West Virginia.
They beat Kansas. They beat Lance this year. West Virginia.
Wow.
We have hit a bitter.
I don't know why you're so upset.
There is something here.
It's not bitter.
You know what? No, it's pretty simple.
There's a local writer for
Iowa State that's in Steve's head.
It just doesn't captivate me.
Yeah, they're rent free in your head now.
It doesn't captivate me. Like, I'm not. Who they play next?
Iowa State.
Yeah.
Iowa State's next game is against UCF. They should win that game.
Great. 7-0. They're going 7-0.
No, they'll beat
them. That's in Ames. And then they have a big one against Texas Tech. That's
no,
in Ames.
That's a
real big one.
Yeah. 8-0.
Yeah, it still wouldn't be a story.
I'll tell you right now.
Still be stupid.
Iowa State.
They go undefeated. That's not even a story. They shouldn't even. Matter of fact, we should call Iowa State and say, if you guys win the Big 12, do not do a story on it because you don't deserve it.
I'm not rushing to read about it. Campbell's been good.
There's a great chance.
Good. Jeez, D.
Hey, there's a great chance Iowa State is 10-0 when they head to Utah on November 23rd.
What they got is an incredibly good schedule.
They end with K-State at home in Ames. That'd be a tough one on November
30th. They'll probably go undefeated. Now, that would be a big story. Okay. If they get to 12.
They're halfway there. So, only way this is a story is if they go undefeated.
That's it.
They lose one, but still win the Big 12. I don't want to hear about it.
If they get to 12.
Who is it?
Who's beating them?
Just tell us the name of the person that gets to you.
Because
they get you. Iowa State gets to you.
Nobody.
Is it Peterson?
No.
Is it Randy?
Is it?
No. Me and Randy are friends. No, there's nobody. I'm not a big Campbell fan, is what it kind of comes down to.
Oh, so there's something.
Oh, there. And now
it is like we're sitting down in the police department, and finally we cracked it. You finally cracked. Okay, it's Campbell. It's Campbell. I didn't know it. Down.
I don't know.
But what you have not pointed out is the fact that they have handled every team besides Iowa, which is at Iowa. It's hard to win at Kinnick. That's a rivalry game. They've won. They won by 18 points, but by 45 points, 20, 22.
I hate it when you conveniently start talking about how much you think respect Iowa.
They won at. It's hard to win at Iowa.
Oh, okay.
It's hard to win there.
Kinnick is a tough place to win. That's a fact.
It is.
I just don't get the pushback, right?
I'm not really pushing back.
Bill, I'm confused.
I'm not pushing back. I'm just.
I didn't see you being this jealous and bitter. I didn't see jealous and bitter. And that's what's happened. We're not professional anymore.
It's a fine story.
Oregon beating Ohio State's not a story. It's dumb. It's not a story.
Move on.
I'm just freaked out. That schedule Iowa State has is ridiculously easy. I mean, they caught a good one. You're saying Utah's going to be tough?
Yeah.
A hard game to win, but yeah, that's...
They lost to
Arizona
State.
But even that doesn't matter. It's still a story.
It's a pretty big story.
It's a pretty big story.
I'll go pretty big. I'm wondering
in the state of Iowa, are they talking about it at all? You think anyone in Iowa talking about this?
I imagine.
No one could be happier than if those two schools did this weekend. They're like, wow, this is a lot.
Pretty big. Could get bigger.
We have one person on SIP side, Phil, on the text line.
Ruhlman?
Ruhlman. He says, I am 100% with SIP. Iowa State's schedule is not very good and the Big 12 is weak. They're still doing it, though.
Yeah.
Still counts.
They could be 4-2 with two blah losses. They're 6-0.
I'm more interested in that motorcycle right there. The dirt bike going down O Street.
Is that a 250? Looks like about a 250 to me.
He's helmeted up. He's got the dark visor. Yeah. Nice.
Better times.
By the way, before we get to the game show, since we're not impressed by anything anymore, the guy that is hard to stop in college ball is Ashton Gentry. They went to Hawaii.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Medical Mutual wants to remind you it's almost time for Medicare's annual enrollment period. As a trusted health insurer for more than 90 years, Medical Mutual is here to help you find better Medicare benefits. Be confident you're getting the most from your Medicare Advantage plan. Schedule your free Medicare plan review today at medmutual.com/review. Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Much more interesting.
Boise wins 28-7. And just a ho-hum, 217 yards rushing for Ashton Gentry at Iowa.
I didn't play in the fourth quarter. Probably no carries in the fourth, I bet.
He's a dude. Control. I saw an interview with him on Friday. He's a dude. He obviously could have left Boise State. And he said, there's just more things more important to me than money, like my teammates. Dude.
He had 31 carries for 217.
Oh, 31? That's a lot of carries.
He said, not only my teammates, my coach. He goes, these coaches have been nothing but good to me. I love my teammates. There's more important. He's from a military background. You can tell he is. His dad's in the military. He's a dude. He's a gem because he could have left there easily.
You have to try to talk about people about their future and say, okay, so. He goes, he has a great year. He's going to play in the NFL. You never know with injuries what happens, but he's going to New York City. He'll be in one of the finalists, may win it, has all these things going. And then life afterwards, he's one person that can go back to Boise for the rest of his life. And life is good.
Life is 100.
Good. When you leave and all of a sudden, you're out of school for a year. You're out of school for a year.
And then what?
It's not quite the same.
No.
I mean, you've been there. Yeah, you know, yeah. He came in here. How long was he in Lincoln? 7 months. Well, how tied to him are you from the years? That's for everyone. That's any place in the country. You go someplace for 1 year. Mm-hmm. Like right now, was it Tanner? Is it Malachi? Mordecai. It went from SMU.
To Wisconsin.
Goes there for a year, has a ho-hum year. And that's kind of like, you're really not welcome back that much at SMU. Mm-mm. You're not anything at Wisconsin. Anywhere. You're kind of like, you're kind of going, hey, can I get a sideline pass?
Nope.
Maybe. Not so much.
Maybe.
How about back at SMU? Not so much.
You stuck around.
Just you. Don't bring anybody.
Yeah. You don't bring anybody. Can I get in the press box? Get your own sandwich.
Yeah.
Get your own sandwich.
There's standing room back there.
And so to when you lose that, that's gone. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. So for the rest of his life, he's going to be able to go back to Boise. Job wise, anything wise, he's going to be set. He's going to be set.
And he said it. It was so beautiful to hear him say it. I love my teammates. Why would I go somewhere else? Beautiful. Beautiful.
Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. A chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. The record is 24-26, 1-4 last week in trivia.
It's not good.
Today, Big Ten wide receivers. You got four. You got, I guess, 18 options here.
We don't get this.
18 schools to choose from. Big Ten wide receivers.
Come on.
Can I hit something real quick before you start the game show? I have a text from one of my nephews that thought you were having a stroke during the Iowa State. He goes, is Sip having a stroke?
Wow. I'm not.
But that's what he said.
Hold on. Let me see. Yeah. I got some.
Yeah, probably.
Can you read that? No. That was just David saying he just turned 54, so. Anyway, no, I was not having
to the game show. Yeah. We need a
Big Ten receivers. Call us up 464
current?
Five. Yeah,
current.
If we win, this will be a bigger story than Iowa State.
All right,
Big Ten. I don't know anybody's name.
Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
It appears that people are scared of this topic.
Whoa.
Big Ten receivers, a line open for you. 402-464-5685. They went 1-4 last week, guys. Come on. Come on, callers.
Is the show tanking?
Big Ten wide receivers. You've got 18 schools. It's not 130. It's 18. Very good chances of getting the game show right today.
I think Steve's going to shine on this. He's going to realize stuff. Yeah, it's going to happen. We have a caller. Ben's on the phone.
We do have a caller.
Ben's
he's getting it lined up here.
He's got his quarter zip on, and he's taking a phone call.
The color again on that quarter zip?
Mauve.
Cranberry-ish mauve.
Jake. I never heard of the term mauve
and
before this morning.
You did. Nail it.
We looked it up. Mauve was right. Okay, we've got Jake. Jake, how do you feel about Big Ten wide receivers today?
Feel about as good as Bill and Zip.
Yeah, so okay. Not great. So this could be an 0-4 maybe and go to overtime.
No, it will not be.
Likely to be 1-1 overtime.
Okay,
let's see how this goes. Bill is a lifeline for Zip for one question. As always, Jake, what Big Ten team does wide receiver Giles Jackson play for?
I'm going to go Michigan State.
Ooh.
Is he a backup?
No, this guy is top 10 in receiving in the country.
I'd say to say we're passing on this.
Yes.
Pass. That'd be the Washington Huskies. I think he's top 6 or 7 in the
conference. Giles Jackson.
Yes.
Yes.
0-0. Okay. All right. For the lead, first question, what Big Ten team does Daniel Jackson play for? These guys are all top 20 receivers in the conference. All four of these.
I think I just saw him.
Daniel.
No reason for me to guess. I don't know.
Jackson.
You make the guess.
I think I saw this name on Saturday.
5 seconds.
Hold on. I'm trying to go
Big
through the
Ten.
Games I watched.
Know who I would guess.
The Big Ten team. Five.
If you write down the name that I'm going to.
Just fire it. Go ahead.
Oregon.
No. Not Oregon. Do you want that one, Jake, or not?
No, I'll pass.
That'd be Minnesota. Daniel Jackson.
Missed that one, too.
Wait a second. What?
Minnesota.
I shouldn't have missed
that. For the lead, your last question, Jake.
Bill, that's a bad one. I should have got that.
What Big Ten team does Ty Felton play for?
I've heard the name, at
Me
least.
Me too.
I've heard
this
the name.
This is a very good receiver. What school? Ty Felton.
This is driving
Jake.
Me crazy. Oh, I think I know.
Is it?
Five. Four.
Is it Maryland?
Oof, wouldn't have got
wow.
that.
It is Maryland. That. He leads the conference in receptions and yards.
Wow.
This is sad. I've seen him play. This is sad.
I wouldn't have known it.
I might be stroking out here.
Well, you have Bill here, and you're down 1-0.
So. We need this, Steve.
What Big Ten team does A.J. Henning play for?
Oh, he transferred to Northwestern.
There you go.
Brilliant.
Where did he transfer from?
Michigan.
Michigan.
Yes.
Okay. This will go. This will go to Jake.
Here we go.
You guys, go over under Jake's answer.
Oh, we're
this
over
for Jake. Yeah. And Jake's
been. We can consult.
Yes. Maryland's Ty Felton, as I mentioned, leads the Big Ten in receptions and receiving yards. How many receptions does he have through 6 games?
Got a number in my head.
Is this for you, Jake?
6 games.
45.
Ooh. I was gonna say that. But yet.
I was gonna say like. Too low.
He leads the Big Ten in receptions and yards.
I just tell you,
I want to know what Zip's guess is.
He has 28.
There's 6 games. He's having four catches a game.
Okay, hold on.
I think
we're in
this
trouble.
I think is that
45 was what Jake said. You're going over under 45.
Go up here. Let's go up here. Going over.
Over?
Brilliant.
I would have gone under.
Well, I said 44 to set the number.
I was going under.
What do you have written down for
44.
Your 44. Okay, 55. 55 catches, 719 yards, 5 touchdowns you for Ty Felton.
You thought at 28 was leading the league. 28.
I wasn't thinking it out. I'm stroking out.
Is it a billion?
A guy had 17 catches on Saturday.
Yeah, a guy had 17. You thought he had
20. Yeah, I wonder where he's at.
He's got like 40 for the year. Oh, okay. He's at 40.
How about this?
We'll get you back
40, but he got 17 in one game. They couldn't locate him. It's like
Ty Felton. Ty Felton's a name to remember. They're Maryland. Still bad, though. Maryland's not very good.
They scored 10 points in Northwestern.
They don't have the QB. He's just a guy. I'm not saying he's bad.
He's not Talia?
No.
What's Maryland have in their schedule? Check that out. They're 0-3 in the league. I think are they 3-3 overall?
Check real quick.
God, They don't look the part. They don't look as good as they've looked in the past. They don't.
Well, they've been bowl teams and winning.
Okay, Maryland's record. They're 3-3 overall. And
dead last in the league.
In the league, they are 0-3, correct? They play USC at home this week. Mm. Then they go to Minnesota. Then they play at Oregon. That's a guaranteed loss.
USC's got to go to Maryland.
About that.
What the hell is going on?
I don't think they can win any of the next three.
Then they host Rutgers. That's winnable. Then they host Iowa. Probably a loss. Winnable, though. And then they are at Penn State to close the year.
Yeah, they're not going to a bowl game. They're not winning three games.
Nope.
No,
they're not. They just don't. They don't have. I don't know. Some of these teams just don't have the QB.
It's with the hard part for them. Obviously, is they got out of the league that was brutal. On the east side, where they had to play Ohio State,
right.
Michigan, Penn State every single year.
I don't. USC's got to go back across the country.
To Maryland.
Man.
11-10, last 21 games.
Lincoln Riley. Not great. Spillover's next on early break on the ticket.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.